Sue Hurd.
Blog Talk Radio.
It's Sue Hirsch of the Joyful Wellness Guru. Sorry, I'm calling in just a bit late. We have with us today Linda Basso. Linda, thank you so much for being with us today. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. Thanks for having me, Sue.
Thank you so much for being on with me. I had a little technical problem, so I couldn't get quite dialed in the way I wanted to as quickly as I wanted to. So tell me a little bit about how you apply spiritual tools to the business of marketing.
Well, let me tell you a little bit why first. And it's It's really because most people or many people find marketing to be distasteful or bad in some way. And, you know, so usually I'm out networking or I'm somewhere and people ask me what I do and I say, oh, I'm in marketing. And, I mean, many times people say, oh, you're in marketing. Okay, and sort of move away. and it's not just with me. That happens in big companies as well, right? You know, marketing,
right.
The marketing department gets talked about in a certain way. And just generally as a society, we have a poor conception of marketing, and it's something that every single business has to do. And especially if you're a solopreneur, a small company, it's likely something that everyone in the company is going to be involved in. So it's just you know, crazy to me that something that's mandatory, that would be like if you had a poor relationship with food, right? So it's something you have to have, and you have a terrible relationship with it. So it's really important that we reclaim something that's vital to our businesses and have a relationship, a well relationship with it.
Right. And so what is your first suggestion for people who really abhor any thought of trying to market their business?
So the first is just a belief shift, right? So instead of approaching it in this way of thinking that it's distasteful or that you're a, you know, used car salesman or that you're pushy, that's what I hear all the time, oh, I don't want to be pushy, is to change your mind shift to one of service. So I always say that marketing, when done well, is a profound act of service. Mm-hmm. And that's because if you're putting out in an authentic way what it is that you do and what you truly can offer someone, and you're making it clear who that someone is, then the person who needs what you're offering can easily find you. And then, you know, by using your service or your product, if it's really meant for them and it is of great service, then you're actually being of service to that person. There's so much out there, so much clutter for people to work through. If you can imagine a world where people were clearly emoting in an authentic way what they did and other people were receiving that and responding, then we would have a world of resonance. So I say that, you know, shift your mindset to believing that marketing, when done well, is really a profound act of service.
So if you are marketing correctly and your marketing is indeed an act of service, what will others be getting out of that?
Well, you can see that the world has changed from the amount of wonderful, amazing, innovative products that have come into it. So it can actually change someone's life. There are so many advances being made in services and products. Everything is becoming much more customized in a way that someone's life is actually enhanced when they're receiving the right products. I mean, we all have some number of products or companies in our lives that we actually love, right? That we actually are like, wow, this thing, this service, this person really enhances my world and I'm happier for it.
Right, right. Absolutely. Now, I meet up with that almost on a daily basis because I'm a massage therapist, and yet I think that what people don't realize is that it really does have a lot of health benefit. It's not just a luxury. So I really need to be marketing that idea a little bit more to the world around me. Basically, know that it can help your back, it can help you lose weight, it can help get your blood flow going again, And better circulation means you'll be breathing better. If you're breathing better, you'll be sleeping better at night, and you'll have more energy to go out and get some exercise the next day. And
right, and so essentially the person's life, you know, they could be happier.
Right, right. Their life could be very much improved by something like massage. And I'm sure that there are a lot of different services and products that could profoundly change people's lives that way if only they knew. And they can't know unless you market it to them. So what you're doing, Linda, is you're actually providing an enormous service that can improve people's lives this way. You're not just marketing. You've actually taken your own advice. You are practicing what you preach.
I try. It's not every day, but I do try. And that's, you know, people say, oh, well, you're good at marketing or you're good at sales. And that's not the case. I definitely am more of an introverted person than not. And I've had to learn how to, you know, network and to talk to many people that I don't know. And I have to make the same, you know, phone calls that everyone else does. And I have to put myself out there. And I know from my own experience, it's simple, but it's not easy. But the rewards are amazing. And it is that when you get yourself around the idea that you're really being of assistance to someone else, it's a lot easier to pick up the phone or make that ask in a conversation to take it to the next level.
So your deck of marketing cards came about because you were so introverted, because when you spoke at the event that I was at, DIVA, Women's Networking Alliance, you handed out cards to everybody, one card, and mine said, your marketing should be an extension of yourself on the one side, and on the other side it says, yes, there are rules, traditions, and best practices in marketing. However, how you market should only consider these in part. The larger consideration is that you are putting your messages out in ways that are in sync with who you are and what you value. And I'm wondering if you created this deck of cards in a sense to speak for you.
I created them. I mean, they kind of just came to me. I was hearing the same kinds of responses from people. Uh-huh. For instance, your card is really related to the idea of many entrepreneurs say, oh, but I, you know, that doesn't feel right to me, or I don't want to have to do social media or this or that, something that they feel profoundly uncomfortable with that another consultant or book or program told them that they had to do. And I just, you're not going to do something out of obligation very well or very gracefully. So that card came from that particular thought. But I think the cards in general came to me so that somebody could have an at-home tool. Right, they're not always going to have someone to reach out to answer a specific question. And the idea is that, you know, we are all kind of linked, and there's a universal energy surrounding everyone, and that if you shuffled the cards and you had a question in mind, that you would perhaps find an answer that was resonant with you. But because you asked, this is actually one of the tools that I have people do, is learn to ask. Mm-hmm. So if you learn to ask for support from a deck of cards, from a book, from a person, if you reach out to get yourself supported, there are so many entrepreneurs trying to do everything on their own. But when you flex the ask muscle, you get better at asking not only for support so that you're not doing everything alone, but you also then get the skill set in place to ask for referrals, to ask for new business, right? The path of entrepreneurship is profoundly one of asking. So the cards perfectly demonstrate that in order to move something along or to take a next step, you need to ask.
Have you gotten these decks of cards made yet? Because when we were at the event, you had not gotten them made yet.
Yeah, I do have them. I do have them.
Very good, very good. So I am just wondering, give me one second here to quiet my dogs. Sorry about that.
I can take a That's okay. So I could take a minute to define what I mean about being spiritual in your marketing. And that's the idea that so often we are out in our personal lives attending, you know, yoga workshops or meditating or talking to guides or being in nature or going to church. Like we're all spending some significant amount of time in order to step into what I'll call our higher self, right? So this is the part of you that knows you're here to make a contribution. It knows mm-hmm. that you matter. It's mm-hmm. the gracious, expansive, flexible, and generous side of yourself. So we all spend mm-hmm. so much time trying to cultivate that in our personal life, and then we go to work. Mm-hmm. You know, and the two stay very separate. So, right. So it's really important to me if everyone starts to cultivate this bigger or higher self in their workplace mm-hmm. as well as out of it.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, absolutely. Now, what I was going to ask you before we were so rudely interrupted by my dogs, I'm sorry about that, was a little more about your deck of cards and about whether or not you might have a special offer in a moment for our listeners. But first, I'm going to have you give your contact information again in just a second. Folks, if you have come in a little bit late, you're listening to me, Sue Hirsch, your Joyful Wellness Guru, and to Linda Basso. She's a wonderful marketing specialist coach, and she injects spiritual side into your marketing. And Linda, can you make an offer just for my listeners today, even if they listen to the show from the archives later?
Sure, sure. This is for the Marketing with Guidance deck of cards, and it's a pack of 24 cards that have answers to your marketing questions on them. And those are normally $15, and for any of your listeners, I'd be happy to offer them for $10.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. And where can you be contacted?
Through my website, lindabasso.com. or linda@lindabasso.com if you want to send me an email, or I'm happy to receive calls at 510-381-3094.
Excellent, excellent. And folks, if you're listening to my show today and you missed that information, you want to pick it up, you can pick it up from the archived show later. And so, Linda, in a nutshell, if you could leave our listeners with one message, what would that one message be?
Well, that really, as an entrepreneur, you're not separate from your work. So what, you know, who do you want to work with all day? The sort of the side of you that is off doing these practices and stepping into being the highest version of yourself and believing that what you offer is of extreme service? Or do you want to work with the side of yourself that's playing small, the one that's reactive and unsure and worried, right? So the muscle that you flex the most often becomes habitual. So I say flex the muscle of stepping into your higher self, bring that into your work life, and allow it to color the way that you do your marketing.
Excellent. Now, what made you realize that you wanted to do this type of work in the first place? Who or what inspired you?
Well, I think I grew up in the Midwest with this idea that marketing was distasteful. And, becoming a used car salesman was just about the lowest thing that you could do where I'm from. Okay. And so when I found myself in the field of graphic design, I felt like I was just one step away from marketing. And I thought, oh, I won't do this forever. It's not really making a contribution. But in my personal life, I was pursuing all of these practices. I had become a yoga teacher, and I, studied at an ashram, and I did a lot of self-growth work. So as a person, I was developing and changing and growing and realizing how profound some of the religious and spiritual practices around us were. And when I moved to Sonoma County 2 years ago, I realized that I could actually blend them and that I didn't have to live this separate life any longer.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Absolutely. That sounds really, really great. It sounds like something I would love to do. Just to sort of take a little retreat from my life and take stock and figure out where am I spiritual in my life, where am I really doing what I believe in and what I enjoy doing, and where am I not doing that, and, how can I be doing more of it, more of what I really love and what I believe in and what I believe helps other people.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds like just that.
I'm working on it. None of us is perfect, and it's a journey.
And Linda, I would love to have a deck of those cards. I will definitely buy a deck of those cards from you.
Great.
And so first, what would you say would be a really good first baby step for people trying to get on the spiritual track a little bit with their marketing, as you advise?
Well, it's actually not a baby step. It's kind of a dramatic one. I say, be sure that you're playing the biggest game of your life.
Uh-huh.
And I say that because too many entrepreneurs sort of undervalue what they can do or what they can take a step toward. And so then their dreams aren't big enough. They don't have enough juice to pull them forward. So if you're thinking, oh, you know, you really have this big dream out there, but you're just thinking, oh, well, I can't do that. I'll just settle and I'll do this other thing instead. That's not very motivating. That isn't going to shift enough for you. So
right. The
universe really rewards expansion. And so I just say, step out of that who me question.
Right.
You know, who me? No, I can't do that. And instead say, that is what I want. That's the biggest thing that I can imagine achieving, and start taking steps toward it.
Super, super. That sounds really good. And so if my guests come to you for a coaching session, would you then start by helping them come up with a sort of a game plan that applies directly to their work?
Yes, and it's a mixture. The whole thing about authentic marketing is it has to be related to who you are as a person, right? You won't market sufficiently different than your personality. It's related to your objectives, what you're trying to accomplish. It's related to the clients that you want to serve, right? We all have an ideal set of clients and that we're really particularly well suited to be with. And it's also related to your why. What's sort of the big, deeper contribution that you want to make in the world? So I work with people in our sessions to sort of ferret out all of that information. And then using that, we craft a marketing plan that's authentic to the person. We also do some upgrades along the way of, you know, clearing out these limiting beliefs. So many people come to their marketing with this idea of, you know, ingrained beliefs that don't serve them. So when I'm working with someone, there's a lot of cleansing or clearing that we do. And that's really common to sort of every sort of spirituality and religion out there has some sort of cleansing or clearing in their practice. And that's because this internal stuff can get in the way. So we work also to remove all those old stories and patterns that the entrepreneur has.
Absolutely, absolutely. Do you have a personal favorite card from your deck that you'd like to go into with us a little bit?
Well, why don't I just pull one here? I'll shuffle and I'll,
I shared the one you gave me because I think this is a great deck. And how many cards are in your deck?
24.
Nice.
Okay, so the card I pulled for today is Marketing is Not Mysterious. And on the back it says, if you feel it is, then you are likely overwhelmed by the amount of information you are exposed to or have incorrect concepts of what's entailed in marketing. Marketing has rules, best practices, and strategies that can be learned by anyone who is willing.
Mm-hmm. And
I think that...
How do we learn those rules and best practices and strategies?
Well, this card points to the overwhelm that can occur, and that's when someone has maybe an idea of, you know, marketing has to be this way, or I have to do these things I don't like, or like some of these internal beliefs, you know, if you have the internal belief that speaking up can get you, you know, sort of a bad outcome, it'll be hard for you to tell people what you do with confidence. So this this card talks about the overwhelm that can happen when we have these internalized perceptions of what marketing has to be versus exploring with an open mind, doing some reading, talking to, you know, a business coach or a marketing person like myself, learning what pieces of marketing we need to do for our own business, and then just enacting those in a more neutral way. So it takes it out of the idea that it's a mysterious art and into the to the realm of this is something that I can do. I often have people leave a workshop or a coaching session and say, "Oh, you made that sound so easy. You know, you made it very practical."
Right. Would you read that card, that whole card, one more time, please, and we'll leave our listeners with that thought for today.
Sure. Marketing is not mysterious. If you feel it is, then you are likely overwhelmed by the amount of information you are exposed to or have incorrect concepts of what's entailed in marketing. Marketing has rules, best practices, and strategies that can be learned by anyone who is willing.
That's great. Okay, folks, you've been listening to The Joyful Wellness Guru here today with Linda Basso. You can find her contact information on my show today. You may listen from the archives and take her up on her wonderful offer of this deck of 24 cards for only $10 to listeners. And next time, if you'd like to call in and ask questions, that number is 347-677-1860. I give that number out each show. I was a little late giving that number out today. It's 347-677-1860 to call in with questions or comments for my guest speakers. But I think they do just fabulous on their own, as Linda Basso did today. Thank you so much for being with us, Linda, and helping me out today and helping out my listeners with your advice on marketing and taking the best of yourself, as I see it, to use in marketing. And I think the best of all ourselves is definitely the spiritual side, the side that really believes that we have something to give that everybody needs. And can you please give out your contact information just one more time and then say goodbye to our listeners?
Sure, and thanks for having me, Sue. It was a real pleasure, and I can be reached at lindabasso.com or linda@lindabasso.com if you want to email, or if you prefer to phone, I'm at 510-381-3094. Thank you so much.
We were honored to have you, Linda, here on The Joyful Wellness Guru. Everybody have a wonderful rest of your week and be with me again Friday. I will make it a surprise who the guest speaker is for Friday, so you'll just have to listen and find out. Okay, everybody have a wonderful rest of your week till Friday. This is your Joyful Wellness Guru, Sue Hirsch, signing off. Bye-bye now.